Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You get to decide what we talk about on the show because this is Text Roulette, and it could be a question about anything. A traffic question, a relationship question. You never know.
Personal questions. Yeah. Maybe you've got questions about what the heck goes on here in the studio. Yes, Radar's still eating Oreos with the Cheese Whiz. It was our Thirsty Thursday. It's actually really good.
I know. I feel you. All right. So today we're going to spin the wheel. This is what we do. We spin the wheel because we get so many text messages. We don't want to just pick and choose.
Well, and you text throughout the day, which is amazing. If you have something that pops into your head at night, send the text. On the weekends, after we're off the air, 414-432-1099. Maybe you have a moment in your life where you're just like, can someone give me the answer to this? I don't know what to do here.
So again, that's the...
Send it to Text Roulette.
Sighting Unlimited. Text line 414-432-1099. And if you have an answer for our mixed family or our listener who happens to have their text shared on the show here, you can always text that in or call it in. Both numbers are the same. 414-432-1099.
It's happening, by the way. Texts are coming in.
39.
39?
Didn't we spin 31 yesterday?
I think it's stuck in the 30s here. 1, 2, 3, 10, 20. Do they go by 12s or 10s? 10s, okay.
10s.
20, 30, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And you're anonymous. Forgot to mention that. We don't know your name unless you tell it to us. We just see a phone number.
Okay, here we go. Just kind of making sure this is going to be clean for the radio. And sure enough, it is. Text Roulette. Hey. Sounds like a relationship issue. Can you help out this mixed listener? Text number 39 here. My situationship sent flowers to his ex.
Great word.
But they came to my address. Is this a red flag? My situationship sent flowers to his ex. So apparently they're not really boyfriend, girlfriend yet. There's something going on there. But
friends with benefits?
Maybe. But they came to my address. Is that a red flag?
So it had the name of the ex on it, but it went to that person's address?
Apparently he sent it to his new lady's place.
Is this a red flag? If you're in a situationship, then it sounds like you don't want to be in a relationship with this person. So what's the big deal then?
Wants to know if it's a red flag or maybe just a little mistake. Maybe that's what our mixed listener
texted. It's definitely a red flag if you want to be in a relationship with this person. Maybe sending flowers.
Maybe it's just like
to the wrong address. How does that happen?
On. Hear me out here. What if
this guy's seen multiple people?
What if he has his address saved in his phone? You know how like when you're trying to fill out a form, it'll say you want to autofill? Sure. And you're in a hurry. And you hit that right away. Maybe that's what happened on the phone. Just hit it and yeah, sure, that's fine. And maybe it's the wrong address. Maybe it's something like that. Because he's been sending flowers to his ex back in the day.
Who just happens to send flowers to the wrong person? That's something that you double check. If you are intending to surprise someone with flowers, you double check the address.
Trying to stand up for the dude might be just an honest mistake. Oops.
So you're saying he meant to send flowers to her.
To her, but actually had like his ex's name and the address in the new relationship's address. Dude, I'm really trying for here.
It's totally a red flag.
Is it a red flag? 414-432-1099.
It's absolutely a red flag. The flowers got sent to the wrong house?
Yeah.
This guy is not focused on you, but again, you called this, great new word that I'm stealing, situationship.
Yeah, that's what our listener said.
What this means is he doesn't owe you anything.
You don't think so?
But if you wanted to take it one step further, you haven't had that talk yet, this would be a good time to say, hey, what's up with these flowers?
Text Roulette today, my situationship sent flowers to his ex, but they came to my address. Is it a red flag? 414-432-1099. You can call or text in for Text Roulette. That's the Siding Unlimited text line. What do you think?
It's a red flag. And if this person has sent this question into the radio station, tells me you are hoping this situationship turns into a relationship. But I don't know that he is looking for that either.
Maybe it's just an honest mistake. I'm trying.
Because an address and a name are saved in the phone and things autocorrect is what you're trying to say.
Maybe. Maybe it was just some simple mistake. All right. It's up to you now. Because Elizabeth and I are on both sides here. 414-432-1099.
Yeah, I don't think you want to be in a relationship with this guy. Situationship is all it's going to be.
Text roulette. Help out our mixed listener. 414-432-1099. It's the mix. What do you think, Laura? Is it a red flag? Because I was saying it could be an honest mistake with those forms that are saved in your phone when you're ordering things. Maybe that's what happened. What do you think?
It's a mistake. I mean, it's a red flag 100%.
Yes.
Because if it's an ex, they should immediately be taken out of your contacts.
Oh, you're going deep. You're taking the ex out.
You know how us dudes do things. Right. We don't like to have change, and we have to take our time to clean out the phone. Maybe that
it
was just stuck.
Matter,
in
there. Radar.
No,
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't nope. matter. And we've got text coming in here. Here's one that says it's a bright red flag. It's a flashing neon red flag. Laura, I totally agree with you on this.
Laura, how about this one, though? We've got another text that came into the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Natalie says, I'm thinking he sent both of them flowers, but the company swapped the cards.
Whoa!
No, I doubt it.
You doubt it? I know. That just doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen.
He needs to lose the extra baggage.
Right. You don't need that kind of baggage. And wouldn't you agree, too, if she's texting this into a radio station asking for people to comment, she's hoping this relationship was going to go to something more.
I think she's still trying to.
She wanted the situationship to turn into a relationship. And now, look, the guy doesn't owe her anything. They were just friends with benefits or whatever the situationship is. And she's seeing who his true colors are.
I don't know.
That's right.
All right.
How can you even give her or him that much credit?
Because guys are kind of dumb when it comes to the phone. Like I said, they don't really keep up with stuff.
Okay, but here's another message. And Laura, how about this for a valid question? How did he have the ex's name and the new girl's address?
Is that another text that came in?
Yes.
Oh. Because he was cheating all along.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Buddy, I'm trying to help this guy. I don't even know him, and I'm trying to say, well, it could be a benefit of the doubt here, but I don't know. After that, that's a really good point there that our other text message listener had said.
You got to stop being so nice and put your guard up.
I'm going to have to put the guard up, girl. You got it, Laura.
I know. Don't just think with your heart here, Radar. Think with your brain.
That's right.
And for everybody that's sending in these messages, we see them. We appreciate all your help because this mixed listener is listening to the show. And I hope you hear what we're saying. Run for the hills. This guy is not somebody you want to be serious about because he doesn't seem so serious about you.
And if anybody has a question, you can always text it in, 414-432-1099 for text roulette. Laura, thank you so much. And Mix Family, thank you so much for helping out today.
Thanks, Laura.
Guys do dumb stuff.
You all need to make up your minds here. With text roulette, it's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
What's going on?
Well, it started with the relationship. The situationship.
Uh-huh.
That was the text this morning that was sent in. The question was, my situationship sent flowers to his ex. They came to my address. Is it a red flag? And so many of us, most of us women are saying, especially to Radar, who's defending this guy,
I thought it was a mistake.
It's a red flag. It's a red flag. Well, now we have a message that came in that said, I think it was a mistake.
Oh, agreeing with Radar and this dude maybe, huh?
This person said, recently had a family friend send us two pairs of shoes on accident addressed to our dog's name.
How did that happen?
From when we first got him from the shelter, she had sent us a care package for him back then, and it auto-saved.
See, in the phone. So maybe that's what happened.
I can't believe I'm starting to think that could be it. But then there's a follow-up here in all caps. Huge red flag. Run for the hills and don't look back. The bottom line is, for the person that sent this message in, because we know you're listening to the show right now because you've texted us LOL, so we know that you're listening to this. You need to ask yourself, do you want this to be a situationship or a relationship? What do you want? The fact that you sent a message in tells me you are hoping this turns into a relationship. That's why you even brought up the word red when it came to the red flag. You need to have a talk with this person and say, what's up? And then go with your gut. Because I'm telling you, if this person really wants to be with you, there'd be no situationship. You two would be together. That's it. Plain and simple.
What if they're just...
So I don't know that this is someone you want to have a relationship with in the end.
And
you may be hoping for, but I don't think this is someone that wants
it. We don't know how long
they... don't owe you anything because you're not really in a relationship committed to each other.
Yeah,
but if you were hoping it was going to go to that, and it sounds like you were, you might have to have that conversation, but follow your gut. My gut's saying, don't do it.
What if the ex had some kind of issue in their family? They have someone in the hospital, it's a death in the family, something like that. You just made a mistake. A little boo-boo, a little oops-oops. He can send flowers
again,
to whoever he wants, right?
If you are in a situationship, they owe you nothing. If you're in a relationship, you would know the answer to that question.
Maybe it's trying to... Maybe he's thinking about sending his situationship flowers as well. That's why he put her name in there. Things just got messed up. Phones, man, I'm telling you, they're going to get us in trouble.
Could have been a mistake. But if you're sending this into a radio station and you want to know the nitty-gritty truth, the nitty-gritty truth is this person doesn't see you as their number one.
Come on, dude. They just don't.
They don't.
Especially in this situation.
But have you not said to the person yet, hey, by the way, I got flowers from you, I think. I feel like you need to at least say that. Start there. What's with the flowers, bro?
Was it you?
Flowers?